This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. It is Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good to be on with you, Kevin, Mike.
Well, I got...
I'm enjoying this little lull, not having a game this weekend, but I must say I kind of miss it.
I was about to ask you that. We hear about how players decompress. How do you get away from football, or is that even possible, even with the trade deadline being over?
Well, you make a good point when you refer to how players might think about it. Now, those are the ones that I'll assure you appreciate this break, and not only from the standpoint of getting in better shape to play for the rest of the year, getting over some nicks and bruises and maybe even more, but just the able to, as you said, decompress and move away from it for a few days. And Mike McCarthy does a great job, more so than any coach that I've been around. He really lets these guys have a break. And I think that that's a very effective way to improve our team.
Now, I know that we like to ask you broader football questions along the way. I have to admit, I was surprised. Were you surprised a couple of days ago when word came out that the Snyders hired Bank of America to investigate the idea of selling the team? And do you have any other thoughts about that?
Well, I don't think I was necessarily surprised because he recently acquired a very significant portion of the team, about 40%, from his other partners. And at the same time, he's entertaining the building of a new stadium. The acquisition of the partnership interest, as well as the building of the new stadium, is going to require huge economic resources, almost unthinkable economic resources. And so, boy, I know these are the times that you sit down and start your noodling, so to speak, or trying to figure out how you're going to get there and what you're going to look like when you get there. So this doesn't surprise me that he's in a time of real planning, real thinking about how to manage the economic resources it takes to be where we want the Washington team to be.
I don't want to put any words in your mouth whatsoever. Are you saying that you think it's significantly more likely he's just selling a minority stake in the team as opposed to divesting himself from the franchise altogether?
It sounds like I'm saying that, but I really am saying I bet all options are on the table, and then you see what might be possible. And that's what I think this exercise is. Let's look and see what our options are here, see where the big interest is that makes the most sense, in their case, to the Snyders, and then go from there. It's one thing to sit there at your table and draw up all your plans and figure out how you're going to get it done financially, but you in the mirror, in this case, you need more, and that's third party, so he's out testing the waters.
So, Jerry, just a few years ago, you were Friday Night Lights because you had grandsons playing high school football. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe you have any grandsons playing high school football anymore. How much do you miss going to Friday night high school football games?
Well, actually, I do have a grandson that's very involved. He's in the 10th grade and at the 11th grade, I'm sorry. And I have been to games this year, and it's as exciting as it's ever been. And so I've not only have enjoyed that aspect of it, but of course coveted it to when these kids were younger and you could coach them up and be more involved in the coaching. In other words, you weren't the official coach like you have in your junior high and high schools, but still, of all the things that I've been involved in sport, I got to play, participate, and then I've gotten to be involved with the Cowboys all this time. The most rewarding, the most thing it means the most to me is having gotten involved with these kids as back when they were involved. And I can't tell you the meetings that I've been in my past where I was having things explained to me that I really need to listen to, because it was going to be rough sledding if I got it wrong. And I'd have my arm and hand up over the desk, and I'd be back there diagramming plays, getting ready for practice that afternoon. So it's been one of the highlights of my life is being around kids playing football.
And I guess this is one of the nights where it's a good thing that y'all have that stadium that hosts a lot of high school games out in Frisco, since the weather looks like it will not be the best for football.
Well, to that point, what that stadium has enabled us to do is to make a statement not only to Frisco and those parents and kids that are playing, because the biggest thing that I think you gain out of sports is confidence, and you gain it from your experience playing, you gain it from your competition, but you gain it from your coaching. And so I was talking to Coach Alvarez, Ferguson's grandfather, our tight end, and I was talking to him the other day, and he was watching practice, and I said, the most important thing about this is the reality and the perception that these players come out here, and the Cowboys may still be practicing on Thursday or Friday or Saturday, and they step off, and those kids come out there, and they're right there with Dak or right there with those players, and they know that it's reality, that it could actually happen to them, that it's not so much bigger than life.
Talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Steven spoke about this the other day. I was hoping to get some thoughts from you as well. Did you feel like you guys were close to a deal at the trade deadline? And does it hurt to say no to that deal when you know you have the opportunity to bring talent, whether it's a Brandon Cooks or whoever, into the organization?
Well, you've got to be able to say no. Have to. And anybody I'm ever visiting with, and they say, well, you know, I get in it and I get all rolling and get all gunned up and I just get the fever and go. And I get it. And I always like to have the prospects of something new. But, boy, you can't do that here. It has to. I emphasize this again, emphasize it the other day. It has to come to you. You have to have it on a basis. If it's not coming your way, then you usually are going to regret it. And we didn't have it come our way.
So, Jerry, when it comes to releasing Tristan Hill, I know that you have to release players all the time and sign players all the time. Does it make it any tougher when they're a higher draft pick that maybe you had bigger expectations for?
That was very high for me. I really like Tristan individually. He's got a good attitude, playing in a position that is as physical as our game allows. That's down in the middle of that defensive front. And he's got some exceptional quick twitch, which means he's got good feet and he's got that size, and he has all of that. He has always played a little high, a little straight up. And I think that set him back a little bit, and they're just working on getting his pad level lower. But basically, I think it speaks more to his competition on the Cowboys than it does about what he is not. Now, let me clear that up. we've got some great competition in the interior of that line, and we brought some in as well since the season started. And they have size, serious bulk. And, of course, we felt that added to our speed and the makeup of our team on the outside and in the secondary and at linebacker, we felt like we needed some bulk, and he just got caught up in our numbers. And what a lot of people need to realize is that you really might have some good players that are your seventh and eighth player at any position group, but you've got to have some other players at other position groups, and you're only allowed 53 in total. So that's where the numbers crunch on you, and that was the case here. He was a high draft pick, and it just goes to show you risk. I don't want to call it risk, but it just goes to show you that you can have the very best, and I think we've got some of the best talent evaluators there are. And if it doesn't quite fit, then it might get lost in the numbers a little bit, and this is what happened.
How long has it been since you felt as though the Cowboys had this level, since you were talking about the numbers, this level of defensive depth?
I think when you can let a Tristan out of here and you don't have him, Tristan Hill, and you don't get compensation for it on top of it, that shows you some depth, real depth. And I think that's where we are.
Now, on the offensive front, I know we have a while till you get there, but how confident are you that Zeke would be able to bounce back and play against the Packers? And if Zeke was going to be out for a while, I'm really curious how you and the organization feel about the possibility of Tony Pollard being that lead guy for a sustained period of time.
Well, I think Tony answered visibly what most thought, and that is that he's a outstanding weapon to win football games with, to be trite. And he can do it, and he can do it this level consistently. Yes, I expect Zeke back against Green Bay.
Now, I don't know if you're interested in this or not. I know it's a lot of fascination around the Metroplex. Is Jimmy Johnson has a book coming out on November 15th. Do you think that's something that you will want to read?
Well, that's interesting. I haven't, of course, read it. And everybody's always kind of interested if their name's going to be in something. I'm just like everybody else. I listen to that radio, and I turn on that television, and I look if somebody said, have you read what they said? So that old human nature. But, candidly, I'm proud of what we were able to accomplish and what was really about 4.5 years, maybe 5. But I'm proud of what we were able to accomplish. And I'm proud that we got together, basically on balance, anybody that thinks working in highly competitive, tense situation, that everything is Rose Garden, that's not life, and we all know it. But it worked good for us.
And that totally makes sense to me, and I bet to a lot of people out there. I was kind of curious, like, does it bum you out at all that y'all are not closer now, or is that an accurate representation? Like, when's the last time y'all got to sit down and have a chat for a while?
Well, the fact that he's, over the years, been an outstanding commentator. And by the way, I think Jimmy could be outstanding at anything he wanted to do. I've always thought that about him. But he's been an outstanding over-the-air broadcast person for Fox all of these years. And so I've kind of felt like I've kind of been around. But the facts are, we haven't. And but we had really a real blessing, I'll say, to have had the success that we had. We dug a pretty deep hole coming in. made the change. There'd been one coach in the history of the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Landry. And we dug a deep hole. And there were a lot of criticism around here, lots of criticism. Certainly, I got a lot of criticism. And so it was a source of pride to me. Jimmy's outstanding coach, and we were able to have success, and that was a big part of the plan. I was unabashed when I came in and said, look, this is not an investment. Matter of fact, it's a bad investment. This is not about money. This is about a change of occupation, a change of what I want to do, and with my resources and whatever energy and talent I can put with it. And I've looked around. I found the best person for the job at the time. It was Jimmy. He replaced Tom Landry, and we came in here and we won two Super Bowls. I'm proud of that.
Well, I appreciate you answering on that, and I hope if both of y'all want the chance to sit down and get together, I hope y'all get that opportunity.
Well, listen, we've been getting together off and on for 30-something years, but neither one of us sit around thinking about getting together. he can see me on, and if he's looking at the Cowboys, and I can see him if I'm looking at Fox, if you need to see each other.
So, Jerry, last night Philadelphia goes to 8-0. Houston, obviously, not having a good season, but their rookie running back was able to rush the ball for about 140 yards. Do you feel like the next time you see Philadelphia is here on Christmas Eve? Do you feel like, talking about what Pollard just did and what Zeke has been able to do this year, that the way to beat Philadelphia is just ram it down their throats on Christmas Eve?
The answer is, I hope we can ram it down their throats. If we do, we'll have a good chance to win that ball game. They run the ball well, to speak of running. And that quarterback, they'll use him as a runner from the quarterback position. That's challenging. That's very challenging. And that's as much my focus as it is how we go against them. They're well-balanced. They're a heck of a team. But I'm glad this next game is at home. We'll need everybody to get this done.
Talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. Now, we always play the promo of you saying Tolo, and I know you said you listened to the station and everything, and if you haven't heard it, we will get you the audio. But every day at 2:30, the G-Bag Nation does G-Bag of the Day when they pick out the best audio clips of the day, week, and everything like that. Your quote last week about Emmett Smith has now won 5 consecutive days and will be up for G-Bag of the Year. So I wanted to say congratulations to you for that.
G-Bag of the Year?
That's right.
God almighty. Hey, get my gold jacket out. If it should happen, I'm going to put that on.
Well, we will keep you in the loop. That will be going down. Yeah, that'll be going down in a couple of months. We will keep you on the loop on that. I rest assured. And we appreciate you jumping on with us even during the bye. Love talking with you every Friday. And we will catch up with you next week, good sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to think about retiring now. When you've made that spot, you've done it all.
Thank you very much, good sir.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Jerry Jones with the Dallas Cowboys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.